Hey everyone, welcome to a new segment of Starting Overdrive called Rethink, in which I explore various issues related to starting over in an effort to rethink conventional perceptions of change, life at large, and what it means on many levels to deal with that change. With this new segment of the podcast, my goal is to re-explore, re-examine, and rethink issues and topics that should be rethought so that we can better process and handle change as it relates to starting over. After all, life at large is a series of starting over moments. Think about it. From the time we're young children, to our teens, to young adults, to our prime, into middle age, we're constantly evolving and dealing with change. Nothing stays the same. And just when we get comfortable and used to change, we often find ourselves dealing with unexpected change, change that's forced upon us, and change that we couldn't possibly foresee. From an early age, we're constantly starting over in school. Our grades, friendships, our knowledge base, our awareness, interests, our tastes, even the clothes we wear as we outgrow them and start over each year. That constant change continues into adulthood as we start over in post-secondary education, relationships, social circles, our identity, careers, family, and more. Within all of that, as adults, and we make decisions, seizing upon opportunity, we also find ourselves dealing with even more change. Often unexpected change and change that's forced upon us in ways we could never have predicted. Things such as illness, divorce, the death of loved ones, the loss of a job, unemployment, financial difficulties, stress, anxiety, burnout, a car accident, injury, natural disaster, addiction, mental health, and so many unexpected issues that can alter our life path and force us to start over. As we get older, our window of youth closes, and we pass middle age, and many of us find ourselves starting over both personally and professionally, whether it's leaving a career after 40 years to start over as the older version of yourself, or retiring after a long career to lead a less stressful life. Many of us find ourselves forced to deal with change, whether we like it or not. What do you do when, after 40 or 50 years, you've built a long career as your purpose in life, and a certain type of identity for yourself as that professional, and then suddenly, it's all gone? How do you start over when that's all you've known your adult life? A number of years ago, I came to the powerful realization that life really is a series of starting over moments. And you may be able to relate to this. I came to that realization after I got really tired of being forced to start over every few years. I mean, it was relentless. Just to give you perspective, when I was a young child, a young kid, there was a lot of upheaval in my life. It seemed like every few days, there was some major crisis to deal with. Certainly in my parents' relationship, it seemed like life could only be peaceful for 2 to 3 days at a time before some type of chaos and dysfunction took hold. I'm sure many of you listening know what I mean. It was like starting over emotionally every 2 or 3 days, for years on end. When you're a kid, no matter what happens, good or bad, you're forced to deal with that type of change and upheaval because, well, you're a kid who doesn't have a choice. Someone else is making the decisions, and you end up dealing with the fallout. When I was 7 years old, we moved across town. I was forced to start over in school, friends, everything. At 15, my parents finally ended their relationship in a bitter divorce. I was forced to start over after losing my family unit. At 16, I was hit by a car while walking home with friends, thrust in a coma, and woke up 8 days later with numerous life-threatening injuries. I was forced to start over. The next 5 years were spent in recovery. I lost my identity and direction in life. I was knocked out of my life path. I was forced to start over. At 23, feeling hopeless about my future on the East Coast, I hopped a train bound for the West Coast. I moved across the entire country of Canada by train. I started over by choice. After a period of being lost on the West Coast, at 25, I chose to start over professionally in search of a career. That same year, I discovered my true purpose in life and started over with a new direction in life after my accident. At 26, landing the biggest opportunity of my life, I started over as a journalist, becoming an early pioneer in the online entertainment industry and one of the top editors and interviewers in the industry. 4 years later, however, I was forced to start over again when my boss sold our website to a larger magazine. I was back to square one, starting over, again, after a lot of hard work, overcoming obstacles, challenges, and a lot of effort. It was a difficult time professionally and personally to start over again after finding all that you've worked so hard to find. It was around this time in my life that I began to realize that life really is a series of starting over moments. No matter how hard I tried, I simply couldn't stop the relentless assault of change. No matter how much progress I made in overcoming adversity, overcoming obstacles, beating the odds, taking control and improving my life, I found myself still having to start over time and time again. The process of constant change became exhausting in dealing with so much unexpected or unforeseen change. Also change beyond my control. I'm sure many of you out there can relate to this. At the same time, however, after going through so much change, by choice and having change forced upon me, I began to notice another theme emerge in life with many people I encountered on a daily, weekly, and yearly basis. How so many of us, so many people out there in the world, are afraid of change, afraid of the unknown, and how that fear of change often governs our behavior, decisions, direction, opportunity, and interactions in life. I simply can't begin to tell you the amount of people I've met in life who've admitted their fear of change. I mean, it's a lot of people, so much so that I'm actually doing a podcast about it. Over the years, that strong, profound fear of change that people feel got me thinking and rethinking about a few questions. Why are so many people afraid of change when change is the only constant in life, and the fact that change is so relentless? In some ways of rethinking this, the fear doesn't make sense, especially since there's so much change that we have to deal with in life on an ongoing basis. Why are we so afraid of something that's constant in our lives? Why are so many people afraid of change when life really is a series of starting over moments? Shouldn't we all be experts at handling change, since change is so frequent and often forced upon us? This type of rethinking change led me to even more questions. Why aren't some of us better equipped to deal with change from an early age? Now, don't get me wrong, fear of change and fear of the unknown are natural parts of our existence and what it means to be human. Those fears are normal in life. But when you really rethink it, those fears, fear of change and fear of the unknown, often force us to avoid dealing with change, because change can often be painful. That means all throughout life, we spend a lot more time trying to avoid change instead of embracing the pain of change to learn more about how to handle the process, ourselves, and what we can handle. It's interesting to me how we often spend so much time avoiding change when change is relentless, constant, and unavoidable. In society, culture, and politics, it's also interesting how constant change is linked to progress, evolution, and growth, which are largely seen as positive forces in our lives. So why, then, are so many people afraid of change? Again, why aren't people better equipped to deal with change from an early age? Especially if the people walking before us throughout the decades already have foresight into the process, including our parents and older influences in our lives. I've often been bewildered and baffled at how no one's really talking about this. I mean, when I think back to when I was younger, a kid growing up, I really wish I could have had more education and insight into how life really works. I mean, on a simple level, just more messages from adults who could say, "Hey kid, look, life is a series of starting over moments. You're going to have to change constantly, every couple years. So you really need to learn how to handle change, never get comfortable or complacent, and not be afraid of change." As you may be able to tell, I'm admitting that I wish I was better equipped to handle the onslaught of change that life brings. Like many of you out there, I had no idea. And really, I'm willing to bet my parents wish they were better equipped for the changes they endured, and wish they could have prepared me better. And that's the reality. Some people are more equipped to handle and deal with change from an early age than others. In life, at least when I was growing up, we left that to parents in raising their kids. But what if we could help parents also understand the process of change through their kids, who can learn more about change and themselves outside the home? Looking back in time, though, while also looking at the state of the world today and the upheaval and constant change, the process of change, in my opinion, should be taught in schools from an early age. Not just 1 year of school, but all grades throughout elementary school, junior high, and high school. After all, people change and evolve, so why not allow students to experience and learn about the process of change as they themselves change from grade to grade? At the very least, to demystify the process of change so younger people aren't growing up afraid of change in adulthood, or at least less afraid. I've often said in this podcast, and certainly on Instagram and our social accounts, that fearing the unknown is nothing more than fearing the unknown territory within yourself. It doesn't make sense to fear yourself. So the key to being less afraid is to know more of yourself and what you can handle. Again, in rethinking this, knowing that change is constant, knowing that we can't avoid change, growing older, we change. Life evolves differently, and we have to deal with the changes. Why aren't we dealing with our collective fear of change on a larger level so we're less afraid? If there's anything that I've learned in life, it's to expect the unexpected, especially when life seems comfortable. After being through so much change in my life, choosing to change and being forced to start over without a choice, the one thing I know is that there are more starting over moments to come in life. I don't know what they look like. I don't know how they'll show up, but I know they're coming. How do I know they're coming? Well, life really is a series of starting over moments. 4 years ago in 2017, my mother fell ill on the other side of the country on the East Coast. She lived alone for 30 years after my parents divorced. In the late stages of her life, she simply could no longer live alone and needed help. She was a proud woman who rarely asked for help. I didn't even know she was ill. I lived on the other side of the country. When I did find out the extent of her illness and how badly she needed help, it came completely out of the blue to me. Because she was alone, declining, and needing help, I had to fly back east to get the proper assistance she needed. It was so severe that she needed nursing care 24/7, and more than I could do on my own. I had to put my own life on hold and be with her until I could get her accepted into a care home that could take care of her daily needs. Again, I had to start over in life. Not for myself. This time it wasn't about me, but to help someone else in need. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what the future held. But I knew I had no choice but to surrender to the process of change. I didn't spend any time wishing things were different. Things were dire, and I had to navigate the medical system for my mother. I was there on the East Coast for 6 months with my mother, as we waited for a bed to open up at a care facility. A guest home, as my mother would want me to call it. Suddenly, I was pulled back to the East Coast unexpectedly to take care of my mother and forced to live in the same bedroom as when I was 17 years old. It was like my life on the West Coast for 30 years didn't exist and didn't actually happen. It's a moment in life I could have never predicted, and I actively spent time trying to avoid. I spent the next 3 years of my life flying back and forth to the East Coast, visiting my mother, being her guardian, and looking out for her, before she passed away in 2020, just prior to the pandemic lockdowns. In expecting the unexpected and dealing with change, I had a profound moment of awareness during my mother's worst time in need. I realized that had I not gone through all my previous moments of starting over in life, losing my family, my accident, waking up from a coma, losing my identity, losing my direction, 5 years of recovery, moving across the country, starting over in my career, and overcoming many personal and professional obstacles. Had I not gone through all those things, those starting over moments, I wouldn't have been able to help my mother and guide her through her own extreme moment of change. Although I wish I was better equipped and prepared for change when I was younger, my entire life of starting over moments were equipping me and preparing me for this one moment in time to help my mother. In a roundabout way, through my own extreme experiences, I actually got what I wished I had when I was younger when it came to dealing with change. I became equipped and prepared through the experience of change. In rethinking how we deal with change, how we're afraid of change and the unknown, the more we can be prepared, the more we can learn about not only change, but also ourselves. I firmly believe that the more we know about ourselves, the less there is in life to be afraid of internally. If we're less afraid internally, that better prepares us for the changes life brings externally. However, it's important to understand that no matter how much you prepare for change and unexpected events, change must also be experienced to truly learn from and prepare you for the next unexpected event. When change is forced upon us, and we accomplish great things we never thought we were capable of handling in life, just imagine if you could harness that power by choosing to change. The one thing I know in rethinking change in this episode, life really is a series of starting over moments. Thanks for joining me in rethinking all of this. Until next time, embrace and enjoy your change. Thanks for listening to the Starting Over Drive podcast. Join us next time for another real story of starting over. In the meantime, make sure to follow us on Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, Stitcher, and all major podcasting platforms. Head to the Starting Over Drive Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our channels, help us grow, and feel free to share your story of starting over, or even let us know if you relate to any of the issues touched upon in our interviews. You can also find us at the Starting Over Drive podcast at the official site, www.startingoverdrive.com.